faith.
不但是在那个教会的里外，到处都可以看到十字架。
They're inside churches, they're outside churches.
不但是那个信徒身上啊，常常都挂着十字架。
And they're often hung from the necks of Christians.
就连那个很多的传统大教堂的这个结构，这个形状，也是用十字架来设计的。
Even the floor plan of many traditional cathedrals were in the shape of a cross.
Yeah, just like that picture, 啊，就像那个图画上面的。但是今天这一篇啊，用那个十字架的教会为题啊，十字形的教会为题啊，却不是讲这个教会的外形。
But today, as we come to this topic of the cross-shaped church, we're not talking about the external shape of the church,
而是讲教会的内涵
，but rather the internal content of the church.
因为成为一个十字形的教会啊，就是保罗啊对哥林多教会的理想和目标。
And this was Paul's goal for the church in Corinth, that they become a cross-shaped church.
而我认为啊，成为一个十字形的教会，也是应该成为我们活食堂的理想和目标。
And I think that becoming a cross-shaped church should also be our goal as a whole.
为什么我这样说呢？
And why do I say this?
因为在今天的经文里啊，保罗对哥林多的教会说：“我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。”
Because in today's passage, Paul wrote to the Corinthian Christians that he resolved to know nothing while he was with them except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
那什么叫做不知道别的，只知道那个耶稣并他钉十字架呢？
But what does it mean to know nothing except Jesus Christ and Him crucified?
我们在那个使徒行传啊，或者是那个保罗书信里面，其实都不难发现，保罗是一位学问和知识非常渊博的人。
From the books of Acts and the other letters of Paul, it is clear that Paul himself is in fact very knowledgeable.
所以这个不知道别的啊，这个肯定不是说啊，他除了这个以外啊，别的就什么都不知道。
So for Paul to say that he knew nothing except this certainly doesn't mean that this was the only thing that he knew.
而是说啊，当那个保罗在那个哥林多在传道。建立教会的时候
，It means that when Paul was preaching and building a church in Corinth，
他是拿那个耶稣基督并他钉十字架作为他向他们所传的信息的中心。
He used Jesus Christ and Him crucified as the core of his message。
他所希望留给哥林多人的唯一的印象唯一的回忆，不是他保罗有多厉害，有多博学。
The only impression, the only memory that Paul wanted to leave with the Corinthians, is not how great or how knowledgeable he was,
而是他所传给他们的这个十字架的福音。
But the gospel of the cross that he preached to them.
为什么呢？我们可以找到两个理由。
And why is that? There are two reasons.
第一，因为十字架就是基督信仰的绝对的核心。
The first is that the cross is the absolute core of the Christian faith.
那我们可以说，假如没有耶稣基督啊，就没有基督教。
It has been said that if there is no Jesus, there will be no Christianity.
那也不会有我们这些基督徒。
Nor will there be Christians.
啊，这个是很明显的。
That is quite obvious.
但是，假如没有耶稣在那个十字架上的死，那我们也一样不需要成为基督徒。
But at the same time, if Jesus did exist but didn't die on the cross, there is also no reason for us to become Christians.
因为这样的话，基督教就会跟那个世界上许多其他的宗教一样。
Because if that was true, then Christianity would be no different to all the other religions of the world.
就不过是一套的理论或者是一套的修炼的方法。
Christianity would just be reduced to a set of ideas or methods of self-improvement.
那靠的是那个人自己的努力或者是自己的悟性。
Purely relying on human effort or human wisdom.
就算耶稣所教的那一套是比别人所传授的更高明。
And even if we say Jesus' teaching may be better and wiser than all the other teachings.
但是我们也没有必要非信他不可。
We still don't have to believe in him and in him alone.
那我们信佛或者是信那个伊斯兰教的那个安拉信孔夫子大概也一样可以让我们得救。
We could have equally been saved by subscribing to Buddha, to Islam, to Confucius.
不过就是那个早一点晚一点而已。
each way saving us in their own way, maybe in their own time.
或者是一样的不能让我们得救。
Or perhaps they could all equally fail us, and that's possible too.
但是起码大家都在同一个水平线上。
But at least everyone's on the same level.
这个信耶稣跟信其他没有本质的区别。
In this way, there would be no essential difference about whom you believe.
但是让基督信仰和世界上的任何的其他的信仰不一样的。
But there is a difference between the Christian faith and all the other religions.
就是在于我们基督徒的得救不是靠着自己。 而是靠着神的恩典，也就是神所白白赐给我们的礼物。
It is that our salvation is not from ourselves, but by the grace of God, a free gift from God.
而这份的礼物，乃是耶稣基督作为上帝的儿子，亲自死在十字架上所为我们成就的。
And this gift was won for us by the death of Jesus, the Son of God, on the cross.
就是这份的恩典。 让基督信仰呢是与众不同。
It is this grace that makes Christianity unique.
也是这份的恩典让我们基督徒有一个绝对的得救的把握。
And it is also this grace that gives Christians the assurance of faith, of salvation.
所以这个是其他宗教的信徒所绝对没有的。
This is something that the followers of other religions absolutely don't have.
这就是为什么无论是耶稣自己还是他的使徒。
This is why, whether it was Jesus himself or his disciples,
都不断地把他在十字架上的死，作为他来到世界上的最重要的使命，也作为他们所传的最重要的信息。
They all spoke and taught of Jesus' death on the cross as his most important mission on earth, and as the most important part of their message.
所以我们说，十字架，乃是基督信仰的绝对的核心。
This is why the cross is the absolute core of the Christian faith.
所以说对基督徒来说，这一年当中最重要的一个节日。
This is why the most important annual festival for Christians.
其实不是那个圣诞节，而是今天的这个受难节。It's
actually not Christmas, but today, Good Friday.
当然那个后天的复活节也很重要，因为耶稣的复活也是我们信仰的核心。
Certainly, Easter Sunday is also important because Jesus' resurrection is also part of the core of our belief.
假如耶稣没有复活的话，那我们所信的就是妄然。那这个也是哥林多前书所说的。Because
if Jesus had not risen, then as Paul puts it in 1 Corinthians, we have believed in vain.
但是假如没有耶稣的死的话，那也就没有他的复活。But
without his death, there can be no resurrection.
而且这个耶稣的死还不是一般的死。And
Jesus' death was not an ordinary death.
而是在那个十字架上极其痛苦，也是极其羞辱的惨死。But
an extremely excruciating, humiliating death on the cross.
为什么呢？
Why did it happen like that?
因为他要用这样的一种的死法来替犯罪的人类来承受上帝对罪的愤怒。Because
through such a death, Jesus bore the wrath of God against the sins of humanity.
所以通过十字架，耶稣其实就是彰显了上帝的公义。Therefore,
through the cross, Jesus demonstrated God's justice.
就让我们看到上帝对这个罪恶是痛恨到这样一个程度，连他自己的儿子都没有放过。Show
that God hated sin to such an extent that he would not even spare his one and only son.
但是这件事情这个吊诡的地方就在于,
But the most unbelievable thing about this is,
在这个十字架上，这一位承受着上帝最大愤怒的人，却偏偏是世界上唯一的没有犯过罪的人。
Is that on the cross, this person Jesus, who bore the full extent of God's anger, was the only person in the world who has not sinned.
所以他所担当的不是他自己的罪，而是我们的罪。That
is because the sin he bore was not his own. He bore our sin.
而耶稣之所以愿意这么做，又完全是为了顺服天父的心意，天父的计划。
And Jesus willingly chose to do this, in total submission and obedience to the purpose and plan of his heavenly Father.
所以这个十字架所彰显的啊，既是神的公义，也是神的爱。
That's why the cross demonstrates both God's justice and God's love.
就是神对我们这些的罪人啊，莫大的怜悯和慈爱。
A love in which God graciously showered mercy and kindness upon sinners like us.
这个十字架啊，对于我们的得救啊，对于神的计划、神的启示啊，既然是那么重要。
Because the cross is so important both for our salvation and the plan and purposes of God.
那当然我们可以啊说它是我们信仰的核心。
We can certainly say that it is the core belief of our faith.
可是我们仍然可以问啊，为什么保罗啊在那个哥林多啊他要定义不知道别的，只知道耶稣并他钉十字架呢？
But the question still remains: Why did Paul resolve to know nothing except Jesus Christ and Him crucified in Corinth?
因为假如我们对那个整本圣经的神学啊有一点了解的话
，Because we were to unpack the concept of salvation, the scope of the whole Bible,
那我们就会知道啊，其实同样的这个救恩的道理，用其他的概念也可以表达。
There are certainly other concepts that can convey the same reality of salvation.
比如说神的国度，也就一个也可以涵盖这个十字架的信息，还有更多。
For example, we can use the kingdom of God as a concept that can contain the message of the cross.
那为什么保罗就不是拿这个神的国度来作为他的信息的中心呢？
Why then Paul then used the kingdom of God as his core message?
那也比如说这个神所立的圣约啊，好像那个旧约新约啊，也可以用来概括圣经的信息。
How about the concept of the divine covenants, the old and the new covenants, which can also be used to summarize the message of the Bible?
那为什么那个保罗不是拿那个圣约啊来作为他信息的中心呢？
Why didn't Paul use covenants as his core message?
同样的，为什么保罗没有选择创造这个主题呢？
Likewise, why didn't he use the theme of creation?
或者是生命这个主题，
or the theme of life,
或者是那个神的荣耀啊这个主题，
or the theme of God's glory,
而是选择了十字架这个的主题呢？
But chose to use the theme of the cross as his core message.
这个原因就是因为十字架所针对的乃是哥林多这座城市的文化。
The reason is that the cross is the antithesis of the culture in Corinth.
这个就是保罗啊，他只知道耶稣并他钉十字架的第二个理由。
This is the second reason why Paul knew only Jesus and Him crucified.
哥林多啊是一个交通便利的啊一个商业的都市。
At the time of writing, the city of Corinth was a commercial center and an important thoroughfare for many trade routes.
那这座城市里面的人啊是崇尚物质。注重享受。
The people in the city were materialistic and pleasure-seeking.
那他们是充满那种自我中心啊和自我放纵的那种的风气。
They were full of self-centeredness and self-indulgence.
而且因为这个交通便利啊跟那个经济发达的缘故啊，他们这个城市里面接触不同的民族啊不同的思想的机会也是特别的多。
Also because of their prosperity, they had many opportunities to be exposed to many different people and many different ideas.
所以哥林多人是特别的崇尚智慧。
And so the Corinthians especially admired wisdom.
所以在这里几乎在每一条的街上啊，你都可以遇见有一位啊所谓的智慧人啊，对那个人生的问题啊有着独到的见解。
On almost every street, you could meet a self-proclaimed wise man who could have had some special ideas about life on offer.
那他也是拥有一群啊他自己的跟从者。
They might even have had a group of followers.
所以因为了解他们的文化啊，因为他不那个，因为保罗不想被他们当作啊这个很多的智慧人当中的一个。
And having this insight to their culture, in order not to be mistaken as just one of these wise men,
所以保罗在他们中间就刻意的啊，不用智慧委婉的言语。
Paul deliberately didn't use wise and persuasive words.
不是突出自己的这个学问口才。
He deliberately did not elevate his own knowledge and eloquence. But he deliberately exalted only the message of the cross.
好像他们的信心不是靠着人的智慧,
so that the believer's faith may not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power.
因为没有任何的东西比这个十字架的道理更能够彰显神的大能。
Because there is nothing that demonstrates God's power like the message of the cross.
也没有任何的东西比这个十字架的道理更能够败坏人的智慧。
And there is nothing that frustrates human wisdom like the cross.
因为这个十字架的道理在崇尚智慧的希腊人看来是极其的愚拙。
Because on the one hand, the cross is regarded as the utmost foolishness by the Greeks who look for wisdom.
而在那个崇尚能力的犹太人看来，又是极其的软弱。
And on the other, it's regarded as downright weakness by the Jews who look for power.
可是偏偏就是这个十字架的道理带着上帝那一个拯救的大能。
But it is precisely this message of the cross that has the saving power of God.
所以这些哥林多的信徒既然是因为接受了十字架的道理而重生得救。
So, since the Corinthian Christians were saved by receiving the message of the cross,
所以他们就再也无法拿人的智慧或者是自己的能力来夸口，而只能指着主来夸口。
They can no longer boast in human wisdom or their own power, but can only boast in the Lord.
好，这个就是哥林多前书第二、第三章啊，在反复在提醒他们的。
And this is what Paul keeps teaching them in 1 Corinthians 2 and 3.
但是保罗这样的用心良苦，最后还是被他们当做了智慧人当中的一个。But
despite all Paul's effort, he was still taken by the Corinthians as one of the wise men.
好，在那个哥林多前书里面啊，保罗必须要处理的第一个的问题。
And we can see that the first issue that Paul had to deal with in this letter is that it was division and rivalry amongst the Christians.
这个就说我是属保罗的,
and this one says, I follow Paul.
那个说我是属亚波罗的,
another says, I follow Apollos.
另一个就说我是属那个彼得的,
yet another, I follow Peter.
还有一个说我是属基督的,
yet another, I follow Christ.
大概那个时候的那个哥林多，就那个哥林多人那种崇拜智慧，崇拜那个智慧人，就跟现在的那个年轻人，崇拜歌星一样的。The
way the Corinthians worship these wise men is probably like how singers or actors are worshipped nowadays.
那现在的人，很多都是以自己是某位歌星的这个粉丝为荣。
Just as some of us now pride ourselves in being a fan or follower of a certain singer or actor.
那个哥林多人呢，就是以自己是某位的那个演说家，或者是哲学家的粉丝为荣。
In the same way, the people of Corinth prided themselves in being a fan of a certain orator or a philosopher.
所以很不幸的就是哥林多人就把这种崇尚智慧的文化就带进了教会。
And unfortunately, they have imported this culture of wisdom worship into the church.
只不过这一次，这些教会的领袖，甚至是耶稣自己，就被当作了这个演说家，或者是歌星。Except
this time, the orator or the singer has been replaced by church leaders, servants of Christ, and even Christ himself.
而很不幸的，被带进教会的。 也不只是这种崇尚智慧的文化。And
on top of that, not only have they imported into the church's culture of wisdom worship,
还有那种爱炫耀的文化，就在教会里面就变成了炫耀恩赐。They've
also imported this culture of boasting, which led to the boasting of gifts.
炫耀自由。The
boasting of freedoms.
还有就是炫耀财富。
And the boasting of wealth, just like the world outside the church.
还有那种自我放纵的文化,
and they imported also the culture of self-indulgence.
造成在那个哥林多教会里面，甚至连乱伦的罪行都得到了宽容,
which resulted in them tolerating even the sin of incest.
所以我们读那个哥林多前后书，我们会发现这个实在是 一个非常混乱的问题多多的教会。
And so as we read the letters of 1st and 2nd Corinthians, we'll see that it's a really messy and problematic church.
那这个哥林多教会有那么多的问题，那是不是保罗他做的不对，或者是做的不够呢？
Now why is that? Does that mean that what Paul has done, that the church was not correct or not enough as he was working there?
或者说是不是说他们根本就没有真正的信耶稣呢？
Or does that mean that these Corinthians are really just churchgoers and didn't really believe in Jesus?
不是的，因为在那个保罗在他的书信的开头还是称他们为神的教会，在基督耶稣里成圣，蒙召做圣徒的。
Well, that is not the case, because in the opening of this letter, Paul called them still the church of God, who was sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be holy.
甚至保罗 还称赞他们的知识和恩赐，为这些来感谢上帝。
And he even praised their knowledge and giftedness and thanked God for these.
那为什么这个那么多问题的教会怎么还可以是这个神的教会呢？
So how? How can such a problematic church be a church of God?
他们怎么还可以称为是圣徒呢？
How can they be called sanctified and a holy people?
那个答案是，神的教会就是由罪人所组成的。
The answer lies in the fact that God's church is made up of sinners.
所以在那个哥林多多教会里面所发生的，都是在罪人当中建立教会的正常的结果。
You see, what happened to the church of Corinth is simply the result of building a church using sinners.
你想要那个家里保持整洁，保持一尘不染吗？
Think about this. Do you want to keep a clean, tidy, and spotless house?
很简单，只要你那个不生孩子就可以做到。
You can do it. The secret is just not to have any kids.
所以假如你想要那个少惹麻烦，远离是非，也可以。
Do you want to avoid trouble and mess? You can.
只要你不去传福音，不去爱那些罪人就可以。
Just don't go out to preach the gospel. Just don't go out and love the sinners.
所以这个传福音的结果，就跟生孩子一样，是一定会把那个教会弄乱，弄脏的。
The thing is, proclaiming the gospel to the world and having kids have one thing in common. They will mess up the house. They will mess up the church.
但是这个吊诡的事情就是，这一个就是神的荣耀。
Surprisingly, that in this is God's glory displayed.
根据那个第一章那26-31节所说的，神的荣耀不在于去拣选那些强壮的、那些尊贵的、那些没有问题的。
In chapter 1, verses 26-31, Paul writes that God's glory does not consist in choosing the strong, honorable, or problem-free. But it was in choosing the weak, the ignoble, and the problematic.
So, 哥林多人他们应该夸耀的不应该是自己的智慧和能力。
So, what the Corinthians should be boasting about is not their own wisdom or power,
而应该是自己的卑贱和软弱。
But the humility and the weakness.
因为神的能力和荣美正是从他们这些卑贱的器皿的身上彰显出来。
For the power and glory of God is revealed exactly through humble vessels like them.
当然，这个并不是说他们就可以停留在原来的那种状态。
Now, of course, this doesn't mean that they should stay as where they were.
更不是说他们就可以继续的宽容罪恶。
And certainly not that they should continue to tolerate sin.
相反，整卷哥林多前书，保罗都在责备他们当中的罪恶。
On the contrary, you can see that throughout the First Corinthians, Paul has been rebuking them for their sins.
也在鼓励他们去改变。
He was encouraging them to change.
但是不同的在于，他们所需要做的，并不是在这个十字架的福音之上，再加上人的智慧和能力。
But the key is that what they need to do is not to add on top of the cross human wisdom or power.
而是应该要回到十字架的福音。
But what I needed to do is to go back to the gospel of the cross.
哥林多人对于上帝所应有的回应，乃是成为一个十字形的教会。
The Corinthians' proper response to God is to become a cross-shaped church.
也就是说，他们得救是靠着基督的十字架。
That is to say, they are saved by the cross of Christ.
而他们的改变也同样的是靠着基督的十字架。
And they shall be changed by the same cross of Christ.
具体来说，首先他们应该要停止依靠自己的智慧和能力。
To put it in concrete terms, they need to first stop relying on their own wisdom and power.
而是单单去依靠和感谢神的大能。
And to solely rely on and be grateful for God's power.
这样的话，他们就不会再分帮结派。
If they did this, they would have no longer have divisions.
而是会在那个基督里就看到，无论是那个保罗还是彼得，甚至他们自己都是上帝的仆人。
We will see that in Christ, Paul, Peter, and even themselves, they are all servants of the Lord.
所以一个十字形的教会就应该是一个在基督里合一的教会。
And so a cross-shaped church is a church that is united in and under Christ.
第二，他们应该要停止自我放纵。 自我炫耀的那种生活方式，应该要用爱来彼此服侍，也服侍他人。And
secondly, they ought to stop the lifestyle of self-indulgence and self-boasting, and to start to serve one another in love.
也就是说，一个十字形的教会应该是一个效法耶稣基督的那种自我牺牲的教会。In
other words, a cross-shaped church. It's a church that follows Christ's pattern of self-sacrifice.
第三，他们应该要停止内斗，应该要专心去传扬十字架的福音。And
thirdly, they ought to stop fighting among themselves and instead concentrate on proclaiming the gospel of the cross.
他们也应该去支持保罗的宣教，和保罗一起把福音传到更多更远的地方。
They should have supported the mission work of Paul and to partner with him to bring the gospel to more places.
所以一个十字形的教会也就是一个委身与宣教的教会。
And so a cross-shaped church is also a church that's committed to mission.
那他们应该成为一个十字形的教会，那我们活石堂也应该成为一个十字形的教会。
Now just as the Corinthians needed to become a cross-shaped church, this church, Livingstone, we also need to become a cross-shaped church.
虽然我们的问题跟他们的并不完全一样,
although our problems now are not the same as theirs,
但是我们所在的这座城市雪梨和当年的哥林多还蛮像的，有没有发现?
But have you noticed that this city of Sydney is actually quite similar to Corinth?
雪梨也同样的是一座多元文化的一座商业的城市。Sydney
is also a multicultural commercial city.
雪梨也是同样的注重物质享受，充满了自我中心和自我放纵的风气。Sydney
is also for materialism and self-indulgence.
所以在这样的城市，在这样的文化当中。And
so in this city of ours, in this kind of culture that we live in,
我们也应当要效法保罗的心智，我们也应当要不知道别的，就只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。We
need to follow Paul's resolve to not know anything except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
其实，无论是在那个当年的哥林多，还是那个耶路撒冷。In
fact, whether in ancient Corinth or ancient Jerusalem,
也无论在今天的那个雪梨还是香港。 或者是上海还是北京,
or in today's Sydney, or Hong Kong, Shanghai, or Beijing.
对于这个十字架的态度，永远都是那个信的人和不信的人之间的最大的一道的分水岭。The
biggest difference between believers and unbelievers is their attitude towards the cross.
因为这个十字架的福音挫败人的骄傲，不让人拿自己的知识，拿自己的美德来炫耀。
That is because the cross frustrates human pride and takes away any room for boasting in our own knowledge or moral achievements.
所以这十字架的福音啊，永远都不会是一个受人欢迎的道理。
This is why the gospel will never be a popular message.
啊，当年的那个希腊人看十字架为愚拙，现代的那些知识界或者文化界的人士也是一样。
And just as the Greeks back then saw the cross as foolishness, so do the intellectuals today.
啊，当年那个犹太人就看十字架为软弱，啊，今天任何想要依靠自己的道德啊，或者是宗教虔诚的人也是一样。
And just as the Jews back then saw the cross as weakness, so do anyone today who relies on their own strength, morality, or piety.
但是在我们信的人，十字架却永远是神的智慧和能力。
But for those of us who believe, the cross is always God's wisdom and power.
因为只有十字架能够既满足神的公义，又彰显神的慈爱。
For only the cross can at once both satisfy God's righteousness and demonstrate God's love.
只有十字架能够让圣洁的上帝和有罪的人类来完全和好。
Only the cross can reconcile fully and completely the one holy God and sinful men.
只有十字架能够让我们这些的罪人成为在基督里的圣徒。
Only the cross can transform us sinners into the saints of Christ.
所以我们永远要高举主的十字架，也要拿十靠着十字架来夸耀。
And so we who believe will always exalt the cross of our Lord and boast in the cross.
但是这个也意味着，我们也必须要让十字架来继续来改变我们。
But this also needs to mean that those of us who believe will let the cross continue to change us.
我们也必须要成为一个十字形的教会。
And as this church aims to become a cross-shaped church,
我们也应该要在主里面合一。
We who believe need to be united in Christ.
那我们也应当要效法主的那种自我牺牲。
We who believe need to follow Jesus in self-sacrifice.
我们也应该要委身于普世宣教的事业。
We who believe need to commit to the cause of world mission.
今年是中国内地会啊成立150周年。
This year is the 150th anniversary of OMF, formerly China Inland Mission.
这个150年过去了，请问我们有没有接过那些西方宣教士的那个福音的火把呢？
150 years have passed, but have we taken on the baton and carry on this mission of gospel proclamation?
啊，今天那个时代已经改变了。
The times has indeed changed.
啊，宣教已经不一定啊需要去背井离乡。
And doing mission today doesn't necessarily require leaving your homeland.
也不一定啊，要那个需要学不同的语言。
Nor does it require learning a totally different language.
有没有发现啊，在我们悉尼啊这一座多元文化的城市
，Have you discovered that in this multicultural city of Sydney,
宣教的工厂其实就在我们眼前，就在我们身边呢。
The mission field is in fact right in front of our eyes, right next door to us.
随着那个来自中国和世界各地的移民纷纷的涌入，我们有没有看到神所给我们的机会和托付呢？
As migrants arrive in this country from China and all over the world, have you seen the opportunity and the mission and the commission that God has given us?
我们愿不愿意为着福音而牺牲自己的好处，牺牲自己的舒适，牺牲自己的方便呢？
Are you willing?To sacrifice your comfort and convenience for the sake of the gospel?
我们愿不愿意啊，献上金钱，献上时间，献上力量，为神去开辟更多的疆土呢？
Are you willing to devote your money, your time, your efforts in order to claim some new ground for God?
尤其是啊，当我们现在所在的这个地方已经再也没有发展空间的时候。
Especially here in this building when we are already bursting at the seams.
那我们愿不愿意靠着上帝的智慧和能力去成就上帝的计划呢？
Are you willing to carry out God's plan by His wisdom and power?
如果你愿意的话，
If you are willing,
那就请允许我邀请你，也鼓励你参加主日早上 8:30 为教会所教会的发展所设立的祷告会。
Then let me invite and encourage you to attend the prayer meeting at 8:30 every Sunday morning as we pray for church development.
如果那个时间不行的话，那么每个月第三个星期的周三晚上，那个教会的联合祷告会，我们欢迎你。
I mean, that time's not good for you, then let me welcome you to the combined prayer meeting every third Wednesday night of the month.
除了这个没有信心以外，我们没有任何的不祷告的借口。
Because except for lack of faith, we have absolutely no excuse not to pray.
因为祷告就是我们的信心的最好的证明。
Because prayer is the best evidence of our faith.
而这个教会集体的祷告，就是教会一起来依靠神，一起来经历神，并且得着神的指引的最好的途径。
And prayer meetings are the best ways for any church to rely on God and to experience God and to seek God's guidance together.
所以唯有通过祷告，我们才能够一起来彰显神的大能。
And so only through prayer can we demonstrate the power of God.
也唯有借着祷告，我们才能够成为一个十字形的教会。
And only through prayer can we become a cross-shaped church.
现在就让我们来同心的祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
荣耀的主竟然为我们被钉在十字架上。
Lord of glory, we thank you for dying for us on the cross.
求你帮助我们有勇气在这一个崇尚物质享受喜欢自我炫耀的世界高举你十字架的福音。
Father, give us the courage to proclaim your gospel of the cross in this materialistic and self-boasting world.
求你的灵感动我们，让我们都愿意效法你的样式。
Please move us with your spirit to follow your example.
让我们活着不只是为了自己的舒适、自己的安全或者是自己的荣耀，
To live not merely for our own comfort, for our own safety, for our own glory.
而是完全的靠你，也是完全的为你。
But to give up our lives and to do everything by you and for you.
也求你建立我们，赐我们力量。
Please build us up and give us strength.
让我们能够成为一个能够彰显你的形象，也能够完成你的托付的教会。
That we may become a church that pleases you, that reveals your character, and fulfills your mission.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
And in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，thank you, Calvin.